Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. We're wrapping up our celebration of Independence Day on the 3rd of July in the anticipation of the 4th, right in the middle of the 2 days that are in question. John Adams said we should celebrate the 2nd of July as the big day, but it wound up being the 4th, and leave it to John Adams to be different from everybody. That's what I like about him. That's one of the reasons why he's one of my favorite founders, John Adams, because he doesn't mind being different. And somebody who knows all about being different is our good friend Gene Greisman. He's kind of a contrarian, too. Gene is a long-time 18-year member of our Brain Trust now. Gene, thanks again. I should say 17 years. Thanks for being here. An Emmy-winning television personality, author, and Lincoln portrayer extraordinaire. PresidentLincoln.com, right, Gene?
That's right.
So check it out. Gene, when you think of America going forward, do you see, I asked my previous guest in this half hour, in the previous hour, I asked this question. I referenced the fact that Franklin said as they wrapped up their work there in Philadelphia, that he said he had been looking at a painting behind the president's desk there, the president of the committee, behind the desk with the sun on the horizon. He said, for all these days we've been here, I never knew if it was going to be a rising sun or a setting sun. He said, now I think it's a rising sun.
Mm.
If you were looking at that picture, that painting today,
I think it's a rising sun, but it's not without its risks. I think that we are at one of those times, a tipping point when America changes profoundly. I think it changed, there was a big change, for example, when Kennedy said that one generation is handing off the reins of government to another generation. I think that's happening now, and I think the big change that's taking place, there are many, but of course technology is profound, but the big change is America is changing from a rural and suburban nation to an urban nation. And the founding fathers created a largely rural nation, mm-hmm. small towns and a few big cities. And so urban life is different from a country life. And so we're coming into a different era. I think that it's going to be a difficult one. America now is an experiment. China's a huge nation, but it's afraid of what its people are going to do.
Right. It's got a demographic time bomb in it right now.
And they're nervous about giving their people.
There are a lot of countries with demographic time bombs. Saudi Arabia's got a demographic time bomb. I believe Russia's got a demographic time bomb.
Yes, and
I think a lot of Europe, Japan's, a lot of those countries do.
It's hard to keep a large geographical area together without repression.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the European zone is having real problems doing it voluntarily.
Yep.
But the United States has somehow created some mechanisms. It's very clumsy and awkward and noisy and not very efficient.
So
we're holding it together, and I think that if we can hold things together, we've got, for the next 20 or 30 years, we're going to see more remarkable things take place than you ever even imagined.
So you're saying don't expect it to look like the next 30 years to look like the last 30 years, but expect America to continue to be a good example of what's good in the world.
I think it can be. Yes, yeah. I do. I don't think we're the only person.
Are we going to heal ourselves? Are we going to heal ourselves from inside?
I'm not sure. I think.
I don't think we will if we can't look forward. If we got, as long as we got so many people who continue to want to look back, we can only make progress from the current step that we've are Gene, we can't step back and make progress. We can only make progress going forward, in my opinion.
I agree. And there's another thing that we must do, and that is that we must be more tolerant of different points of
view. I think that's going to happen, Gene.
I hope so.
I think one of the advantages of this younger generation, I think they will create that tolerance.
I agree with you 100% about that.
They're going to create other disruptions, but I think that's one thing they're going to get right.
They're growing up without some of the prejudices we grew
that's
up
right.
with.
That's exactly right. But let's also remember they're still human beings, and human beings we're a mixed bag of good and bad. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Jim.
Dr. Gene Greissman, ladies and gentlemen. PresidentLincoln.com. Don't forget to check out his website and all the things he does there. I got to go for this hour. Happy Independence Day, everybody. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.